Well, of course, the orchards around this locality, the cider orchards, are the old traditional orchards. There haven't been many new ones planted in recent years. And as far as cider is concerned, of course, you can make cider out of any sort of apple. But to make good cider, you really want a combination of sugar content, an acid content, and a tannin content. And roughly, the apples fall into four categories. You've got your sweets and your bittersweets and your sharps and your bitter sharps. And it's only by a combination of these apples that you will get the right cider, which is pleasurable to the palate and has the traditional taste. If you've got too high an acid content, then you've got a sharp, acidy cider. Too high a sugar content, you tend to get perhaps a sickly cider. Now, as far as varieties are concerned, of course, in many of our old orchards here, we couldn't even put a name to a lot of the sorts. We know them by old names such as hangdowns, moonshines, sheep noses, and that sort of thing. Whether they were ever given those names originally, I wouldn't know. But by and large, we know that one particular orchard will make excellent cider, another orchard not quite so good, perhaps a little bit on the sharper side. And so by using the apples from one orchard to another, which we know from experience, we can make satisfactory cider. I've already mentioned that once we've got the apples down at the farm, where the presses are, then when we've got sufficient for a cheese, which is roughly 30 hundredweight to 2 ton, then we should start making up at a time when it suits ourselves. We usually make our cheeses in the evening because we can then get a bit of help from local neighbours. You really want about at least 6 people to make it easy going. You've got one dealing with the bags of apples, cutting the string and filling the bushel basket, pouring the apples out into a bushel basket. You've got somebody else who lifts that basket up and keeps the mill fed, and the mill, of course, crushes them. Then you want someone with a shovel at the mill to shovel the crushed apple, the pumice, out onto the bed of the press. And then you want one or preferably two chaps building the cheese so that they can arrange each lissom or layer of apple pumice on the bed with a layer of straw, reed as we call it.